It's been a tough week for Mayor Bill de Blasio. In addition to getting hammered about keeping the public schools open during Thursday's snowstorm, he also got a big splash of cold water from Albany. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports the governor and other lawmakers are increasingly speaking out against the mayor's plan to expand pre-kindergarten through a tax.
For weeks, Governor Cuomo has said there's no need for New York City to tax its wealthiest residents more to pay for pre-K because his new state budget has it covered. Besides, he told WNYC, the state already has such a tax.
Millionaires tax, millionaire surcharge. We have one.
He told the Brian Lehrer Show Friday that New York already has a temporary tax that went into effect during the recession.
I've extended it, and it is still in existence. So we have a millionaire surcharge, which is one of the reasons why we have the resources to pay for pre-K statewide.
It was the next phase in the governor's assault on de Blasio's aggressive push for a tax to fund universal pre-K. Cuomo also used the mayor's own words in arguing it would be unfair to let a wealthy city use its own money for pre-K when other districts don't have the means.
The answer to the tale of two cities is not to create two states, right? The answer to inequity and inequality is not to create more inequity and inequality.
The governor also couldn't resist another tweak at de Blasio's campaign message. He said the tale of two cities was articulated very well at the 1984 Democratic National Convention. That was the name of the keynote speech given by his father, former Governor Mario Cuomo. If Cuomo was trying to put the new mayor in his place, he got a little help from his friends. Just as the mayor was releasing his budget Wednesday, a handful of upstate lawmakers from Buffalo to Ulster issued statements praising the governor's plan to expand pre-K. Here's Niagara Falls Mayor Paul Deister, who spoke to us from the road.
I view this as a great opportunity to establish a universal pre-K system statewide so that all communities, including very poor communities, could participate.
Deister and the governor's office denied their messages were coordinated, but a few of the upstate representatives said they didn't like this comment de Blasio made after his budget speech.
There are serious problems, for example, upstate, serious economic problems. But the kids in our system, who are amongst the poorest in the country, who deal with some of the greatest challenges in the country, including our large number of special ed kids and English language learners, and three-quarters of our kids not graduating college ready, we have vast needs here that must be addressed.
As the upstate reaction piled on, the mayor's supporters fought back. A coalition of labor and education leaders, many of whom helped the mayor get elected, are participating in a lobbying effort called UPK NYC, which is doing its own fundraising. Josh Gold, the campaign manager for UPK NYC, said upstaters have every right to want the governor's plan.
The governor has proposed a way to get there, to at least get to a third of the funding that's necessary. And I think that we got to work together to figure out a way to make sure that pre-K is actually universal in the state of New York. It's been promised for 17 years now, and the mayor has put a proposal on the table, which is the only proposal on the table that makes it universal in the city.
That's because he says the governor's budget doesn't include enough money for the additional 50,000 seats de Blasio wants starting in September. Gold's statement about working together marked a subtle shift in the message this week, one echoed by another ally of the mayor, Billy Easton, executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education.
If New York City pays its own way on pre-K, then Middletown and Niagara Falls and Yonkers don't have to compete with those New York City kids for the state dollars. The solution here is to do the de Blasio plan and the statewide plan.
On Friday, a de Blasio spokeswoman also said the mayor and the governor share a commitment to ending inequality, but that the mayor's plan is best for the state because it provides universal pre-K for New York City with the money to pay for it. But Albany observers believe de Blasio's plan is dead on arrival. Publicly, anyway, the plan is very much alive. The mayor and his allies are planning a lobbying day in Albany next month and a series of local events. By keeping this issue front and center, it appears they're trying to get as much money as possible, even if the only way is through the governor's budget. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.